With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But right now, Teek, we're joined by a guy who is, first of all, he's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an incredibly unique guy. Smart dude. He's out there with some good company. Sent us a little swag. That would be Ricky Williams. Ricky, Teek and Tierney, how are you today, man?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on.
Heisman winner.
Yeah, Heisman winner. I remember Texas, Virginia, down in, what year was that, 1995? You and Priest Holmes rushed for 100 yards on us, and Phil Dawson kicked the winning field goal with no time on the clock.
Broke my heart, Ricky.
Tell us about this brand. I mean, this is really a great idea. When Samter gave me the shirt and the hat yesterday, I had to dig into it a little bit. Heisman, obviously it's a play on words for Heisman. Tell us why you wanted to launch this brand and what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, my whole life I've been looking for meaning. You know, it's like the thing when you become a professional athlete, you want to give back. And I've always wanted to give back, but I really couldn't find any meaningful ways. You know, there are little things I could do. And I didn't plan for it to happen this way, but once I got in trouble with the NFL for cannabis, I noticed I started to meet people, and they started to tell me inspiring stories about how a parent or a coach or someone gave them a hard time, but they, you know, my story gave them faith to believe in themselves. And I started to reflect and realize that there is a message here. In my personal story, you know, at one point in time, it was the scariest thing in the world for me to know that the public was going to know I smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And when it finally came out, it was a big deal, but it set me on my path. And through that path, I've really been able to find true meaning in life.
Yeah, no,
and
I mean,
and sometimes that's how it works. You know, the one thing that you try to hide from becomes actually what's really meaningful in your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's empowering in a lot of ways. And, you know, thankfully, even though it took a really long time, Ricky, the NFL has started to come to that side of this story. They're on the right side of, let's call it history here, because there's medicinal benefits to cannabis and CBD and these other, you know, products that I guess it was ignored or just, you know, people were ignorant to it to an extent. Are you glad to see that it's come this way, even if it's taken that long?
I am glad. And, you know, because, you know, aside, there's so many different narratives and so many different stories. You know, a big one that I've come across is, since I've been in the industry, is really I've known it my whole life, but the realization of how cannabis regulations have been weaponized against communities of color.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that. And then the stigma and all this negative stuff. But underneath, all these people are using cannabis. No one's asking the question of why. Well, like, what are they getting out of it?
Yeah.
And Heisman, that's what we're all about. We're saying all these athletes, especially, have been punished for using cannabis. These people that we respect. We're trying to create a safe place for athletes and anyone to tell their story about why they use cannabis and how it helps them achieve greatness.
Now, Ricky, I got to ask. We're talking to Ricky Williams, 1998 Heisman Trophy winner, led the NFL in rushing one year as well. Terrific player. Are you an all forms kind of a guy? Are you vape? Are you leaf? Are you edibles? Like, how is Ricky getting down? I'm curious.
You know, my two favorite forms of consumption are flower and capsules.
Really?
I don't know if it's just my training from popping pills during football, but it's a different experience. You know, the pills and the medicine they give us for pain in the NFL really mask the pain, so
yeah,
you just keep going. But cannabis, in a sense, it puts you more in touch with it so that you can process it and move it. It's a different way of looking at healing, and it's a different way of looking at the body.
Yeah.
So when I left the NFL, I started studying alternative healing, and what I'm finding is the mind-body connection. And that's what I'm most passionate about with cannabis, is the mind-body connection. Because, yeah, everyone's talking about the medicinal benefits, but there's also the mind benefits. where you get a different perspective. You become more creative. You let things go, and it really opens your mind.
Yeah. No, I mean, you could definitely hear it in your voice. And Ricky, I think, I mean, most people remember the anxiety that you experienced as a football player from the helmet being on and everything else, public speaking. Where are you as it pertains to that? I mean, obviously I can tell just by talking to you right now that it's a much different level. But how did you overcome it? It couldn't have just been cannabis. What did you do? Because I think a lot of people go through that. Brandon Marshall's talked about this a mm-hmm. little bit, some others as well. And I'm sure there's some listeners that probably have the same issues.
Yeah, you know, I think, of course, everyone, we all have our unique stories. But for me, the main thing was really perspective. You know, it's sometimes I'm like a lot of people that achieve at a high level. You know, I'm really hard on myself. I beat myself up and there's high standards in across the board. And so when I started to really open my mind and look at my life and say, OK, I can approach this anxiety the same way I approach fourth and one. And I just started to work on myself. Instead of looking for the causes of my anxiety out in the world, I started to look for the causes inside of me. And I mean, there's no shortcut to success, whether that's inner success or outer success, is determination, hard work, and focus. And I started to apply those things to myself.
All right, Ricky, let's take it back to where I know Tiki referenced that game. By the way, Tiki had a .123 that game, and Ricky had, I think, 137 or 139 on the ground.
It was my first 100-yard game in college.
Oh, was it really?
What did Priest have? Because Priest Holmes was on that team, too.
Actually, the 95, Priest tore his ACL, so he didn't play.
Oh, so it was the year.
It was me and Sean Mitchell. But
Sean Mitchell, that's
the
right.
The real story was 1996 when we went to Charlottesville.
Yeah,
we
you got it hard up there.
Talk that smack. Go ahead, T. Lay it on him, T.
Anthony Poindexter. That is the best. I'm telling you, that's one of the best defensive football players I have ever seen in my whole entire life.
Yeah, Ricky, you know, he's getting inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame this year.
Good.
Yeah, he's much deserved, man. Anthony Poindexter.
You always bring his name up.
Oh, he
like,
was
just
great.
Profound respect
Ricky,
for him
Ricky
as a
knows,
great college
he was
player.
Standing around a pile. You. He was standing around a pile. And then he got a guy went over the pile and ripped his ACL up. That's why he didn't make it in the league.
Oh, my God.
But go ahead, Ricky.
Good, Rick.
I was saying there was a play my freshman year. It was like fourth and one. And we tried to run a quarterback sneak. And Anthony came up and hit our quarterback. we're still talking about it to this day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure the quarterback loves being on that chat group. So Ricky, speaking of your college experience, which was phenomenal, you won the Heisman, obviously, in the late 90s. But, you know, the Texas winning ways, it's been a little lean. I think we're all pumped up that Sark is there. The recruits are coming in. We're seeing the five stars start to gravitate again. Some in-state talent. But those two tough losses, while I know Teague and I still believe Texas is going in the right direction, those two excruciating losses does kind of change maybe the way some fringe fans see Texas. You're on the inside. Where's the program right now? What are you thinking about your Longhorns? You like what you see?
No, it's tough. First of all, I mean, I'll just start with, I'm an eternal optimist, okay? So I'm the type of player that at the beginning of every year I'm thinking we're going undefeated. But realistically, what I really want to see is progress, you know, because you can't expect the team to be great right away. And what makes a great team, and Tiki can attest to this, is a team goes through adversity. You learn to trust each other, and you keep building off of that. So it's early enough to say if they can build off and learn from the adversity, then it's definitely worth it. If they start to go back into the old, here we go again, then they're going to be in trouble. I think Sark's attitude and his resilience and his humility, I think, is key. And I love the guy, and I'm excited about the direction the program is headed. It's unfortunate that the losses, but if you watch the games, you see there's flashes where they're playing lights out. They're playing top three football for quarters.
Yeah,
I agree.
And that's a start. And that's a start.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a good point.
And that kid, Bijan Robinson, is—I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean, he might be in the conversation for the Heisman as well. Real quickly, Ricky, the SEC. I mean, Texas, you guys are going in 2025. I think 2025. What's that going to feel like, you know, from your perspective? Because SEC football is a different brand, obviously. But, I mean, great move. You love it. You hate it. What do you think about it?
I love it. I mean, when I heard the news, I was jumping up and down. You know, I think Texas could be great. And nothing against the Big 12. It's great football, but it just doesn't garner their kind of respect. And I think that's hurt us in recruiting, and I think that's hurt our reputation. The ability to go and do it against the best week in and week out, it's just going to make us a better program.
Ricky, really good having you on the show. We appreciate the gear. We have the T-shirts, the Heisman. Great job. Good to see you. I remember we all saw that HBO piece years ago.
That's great.
I think a lot of us weren't really sure where your white life would go. You kind of disappeared for a little bit, but we've known for a while that it's obviously on track, and you found your calling. You got your spirit back, which is great to see, buddy. Good having you back on the show.
No, it's great being here. And I just want to say, Tiki, like I you know, I'm sure you get this, but I don't think you get the respect that you deserve.
I appreciate that.
One of the greatest, consistent, tough, catch the ball, fun to watch. I mean,
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Sing it loud, Rick.
Much respect the other way as well, my friend.
Good luck
with Heisman. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, Ricky, you should have seen me playing the street back in the day. I was pretty good, too. Like the ham and egg who's just sitting in on the conversation. Yeah, one of the greatest college players of all time.
He has no calves, so you know he's lying.
Yeah, listen, dude. He knows. Hey, Rick, I got the Irish body here. Big chest, little love handles, skinny behind, no calves. See you later, bud. Thank you.
Be good, Ricky.
All right, take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.